after a death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happy with his, with the slave, with the servant that repents than this person. The question is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, كَيَّا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا أَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Okay, oh believers, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere repentance. He will forgive your sins. The question is, what is tawbat al-nasuh? What is a sincere repentance? And what are the conditions for a sincere repentance? First of all, we need to understand there are two types of sins one commits. ما يتعلق بالله, firstly. Secondly, ما يتعلق بالله وبالعبد. The first, ما يتعلق بالله. Those that are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second, ما يتعلق بالله وبالعبد. Those that are connected with the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of a person. The example of the first, ما يتعلق بالله, those that are connected with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that of salah. Salah is compulsory on every believer. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Read your 5 daily prayers. If I do not pray, then I have committed a sin. Because I have gone against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And because I'm not praying, I have gone against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person sinful. However, this is such a sin that on the day of judgment, if I didn't offer my prayers, none of you can say to me on the day of judgment, why didn't you read your salah? Because this is not your right. Salah is the right of Allah. And only Allah can and will question one who does not offer his salah on the day of judgment. The example of the second, ما يتعلق بالله وبالعبد. Sins that are connected with the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the right of a person is the example of ghibah, backbiting. If I make ghibah, if I backbite, then I have committed a sin. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, لا يغتب بعضكم بعدا. That do not make ghibah. And if I make ghibah, then I have committed a sin. And on the day of judgment, and this is such a sin, which is connected with Allah and also connected with the right of a person. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can question me. Why did you make ghibah of Abdullah, for example? Because I went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Abdullah can also say to Allah, oh Allah, in dunya this person said such and such a thing regarding me. Oh Allah, today I want justice. So this is a sin which is connected with the rights of Allah and with that of man. For the first, there are three conditions for repentance. And for the second, there are four conditions for tawbat al-nasuh, for a sincere repentance. The first condition, Ibn Kathir says, rahimahullah, an yuqli an idham fil hadir. That soon as one begins to repent, from that moment onwards, one should refrain from committing sin. One should instantly stop committing sin. This is the first condition. The second, an yandam ala ma salaf. That one should regret. One should feel remorse of the sins that he has committed in the past and the sin that he has committed. One should feel guilty that am I a believer, am I the follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I have committed such and such a sin. He should feel remorse. And the third, وَيَعْزِمْ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يَفْعَلْ فِي الْمُسْتَقْبِلِ. That he makes firm intention that he will not commit a sin again. Not this one that he is repenting from or any other sin. This is the third condition. These three conditions are necessary for tawbat al-nasuh, for those sins that are connected